taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of music.
Som en sattbar.
Falla in och ut av kärleken. Ramla in i en härlighet. Du kan hoppa i det med mig. Du kan gå på trinen med mig.
Falla in och ut av kärleken.
Rätt upp och ner.
Ramla in i en härlighet.
Rätt upp och ner.
Du kan hoppa i det med mig.
Rätt upp och ner.
Du kan gå på trinen med mig.
Rätt upp och ner.
Gör det jag föllar för.
Ingenting att nöda på.
Gör det jag föllar för.
Ingenting att nöda på.
The best cuts of music, edition 69!
Thank you. We'll be right back. We wanted to call this meeting of the Chamber of Commerce to inform everyone of, or to update anyone on Best Cuts Music.
News,
any updates, sort of special offers, rebates.
Tabled items, notes, going over the minutes from the last show.
Points of agenda.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys giving us the table to do this, as we don't normally draw this big of a crowd when it's just me and him in the garage doing these meetings.
Yeah, doing these meetings. We're glad that other people were telling other people. It's probably because of that Facebook group that we created.
Yeah, the Best Cuts of Music City Council Interest Committee. I'd like to thank Jerry Goldsmith for getting us out here. Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Lisa and her friends for all bringing the refreshments, the cupcakes and the juice.
Lisa and her little brother made some great lemonade today.
That's great.
We support business, Chamber of Commerce. We support business.
Support local business.
Although I don't think, do they have to have a license?
I don't know. I didn't check that.
Jerry might check with them.
Yeah, check
with
for
Lisa.
Check to see if they have a license. We don't want any sort of illegal business going on underneath in Best Cuts.
You want to make them an example.
Yeah. If you can, just hang them on the wall back there at the end of the barn. That way everybody can see them, and just put big giant red X's over them.
I love that this Chamber of Commerce meeting is in a barn. It's very Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah.
Very kind of pragmatic, you know. We just need a four walls and a roof.
Yeah, well, whenever you do any kind of meeting, if you're going to have a community, you need to have a big table at the back and giant-ass doors at the other end.
Oh, right, right.
That way it creates a kind of, like, churchy feel.
Yeah, you can bring in any sort of defendants or anything through the big windows.
Yeah, big doors.
God, sorry, man.
That's why we got Rusty here.
Choking.
Is your hay fever?
Yeah, it is. All this hay.
Yeah. I want to bring a first order to table. Apparently, there's a lot of vacation requests at the Best Cuts offices, and we're not able to fulfill a lot of those right now due to tough economic times. And I know some of you had a lot of big plans already planned out, a lot of trips with your families, but, you know, the show's got to get done.
Well, you know, there is a place where you can go and get vacation, but unfortunately, it's not the Best Cuts of Music offices due to these tough economic times.
Yeah.
We had to make some cutbacks, and, you know, I think we can all learn some. This is, you know, I talked to somebody the other day. She said, you know, I just hope that Don doesn't lose his job, and, you know, that's just something to take away there. There's a big takeaway. A strong takeaway from that, you know.
Yeah.
Just be thankful for what you have, and
hope
this is a great company, you know.
Don't take away your jobs.
Hope that we don't take away your jobs.
Yeah, you're taking what you're given because you're working for a living. Okay, looking at our meeting notes here, I want everybody to know I've got some personal time scheduled off.
Yeah.
I still haven't had my robotic leg put on, and this peg leg is obnoxious. So here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to get that operation, and hopefully I'll be a better man.
Now, but we can't really go due to HIPAA laws and HIPAA filters. We can't really go too deep into detail about what happened. But I will say that when I conceived of the teleportation machine, once again, Sam, I just want to remind you that I'd saved your life.
Sure.
And I think that you shouldn't.
There is that.
It's not that big of
you. I mean, I was about to die.
Right. I mean, you lost your leg.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? It was a fun adventure.
It was a fun adventure.
And luckily, with all these cutbacks, you don't have too much to worry about. Your, you know, the leg's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And just, you know, everybody, just be happy that we haven't outsourced any of your jobs to Saturn, because we got a lot of great connections there.
That's right. Now that the Blurgs have taken over, you know, all of our Saturnian contacts are just weeping for travel to Earth.
Yeah.
And I would like to remind everyone that since, how long you're going to take off?
It's going to be 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I mean, just a day for the operation, and then it's going to be a couple weeks for recovery.
15 days?
Probably. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
It's a baker's week.
Oh. Due to, see, I'm taking a baker's week off. I'm going to go ahead and take a baker's week off just to keep everything balanced. I'm going to go ahead and stay. I'll go ahead and stay at the offices, and then when he comes back, I'm going to leave. I'm taking a little trip to Cabo. I'm going to take my girlfriend to Cabo.
Oh, that sounds nice.
We're going to go to the beach.
That sounds great.
Buy a bunch of beach towels And
I'm kind of
excited.
Get one of those really big ones that just wraps around your whole body.
Gonna get some t-shirts. You know,
get a cabana.
Yeah.
Get some sombreros, do a little bit of parasailing naked.
I'm going to see Jimmy Buffett down there. So what? I got to get me a new outfit.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can visit Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo Cantina.
It's like every night is Friday night, TGI Fridays, but it's Cabo every day.
In Cabo. Yeah.
It's like every day it's Chili's.
Every day a different drink special. I think we're getting a little off track here, though. Jonathan, pause. Let's take a short break so Jonathan can finish up with the minutes.
Somebody get the cows back in here.
Yeah, they're citizens too.
You know, if that wind picks up any more, then I think we'll have to bring in the rest of the cattle.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is getting
intense. That wind's looking kind of silly.
Sheriff, can you get the weather service on the horn and see if they know anything about any disturbing weather patterns, thunderstorm warnings, or methods
Dopplers,
of tornado?
Maybe barometric pressure changes.
Warnings.
And pressure temperatures.
I'm kind of worried about these.
Yeah, I mean, last night I saw that just coming out of the southwest, we were going to have a low pressure system that was moving in with a high pressure system coming in from the west, and there was a temperature drop that was happening because of a cold wave that was coming over Canada. So, I mean,
oh my gosh,
you know, this is making for some perfect bad storm weather.
Now, council, if I can remind you, in 1998's Twister, when the barometric pressure drops at such a place that it is right now, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton take their car out with the experimental satellite and attempt to chase the tornado as they think it's a stage 7. Guys, this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
Sheriff, did you get the weather system report on the horn?
Did you get that? Oh, man, that sounds serious. Unfortunately, our bylaw says that nobody can move even in the event of a bad thunderstorm. We're going to have to finish this meeting first, folks.
Hunker down, people. We got some emergency water and supplies and everything if this thing goes K-12.
Yeah, just find a buddy and just lay on the ground and get up on the side of the wall.
Sam, we're going to need to move some sandbags in. Let's go ahead and close meeting 6270983.
Okay, yep, the Best Cuts Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to The Best Cuts of Music.
Bye. check out some rare function, baby. Get out.
Baba Luanda, filha do pai Oxalá, princesa negra de Angola, deusa do povo de lá. Nega de Baba Luanda, filha do pai Oxalá, princesa negra de Angola, deusa do povo de lá.
Ô Patalá!
Nega de babalu baê, nega de ba.
Nega de babalu baê, nega de babá. Nega de babalu baê, nega de baô.
Baluanda, filha do pai Oxalá, princesa negra de Angola, deusa do povo de lá. Nega de Babaluanda, filha do pai Oxalá, princesa negra de Angola, deusa do povo de lá.
Robbie.
Yeah, Sam.
Did you get the barn door shut?
Sheriff, did you get the barn door shut? Yeah, I got them shut, Sam.
Okay, good deal. Help me get this window. I can't get it shut. The wind just keeps blowing me back cartoonishly. It's ridiculous, and my pride is hurt. This rain just hurts.
Sam, this is a real live tornado. We gotta...
Man, it's not funny.
Wait, are we supposed to have the windows open, or are we supposed to have the windows closed during a tornado?
I think you're supposed to have them closed.
Are you supposed to get in the door frame during a tornado, or are you supposed to get under a desk?
I think that's for atomic bombs and earthquakes, dude. Tornadoes, you're just supposed
to... Why would getting under a desk help during an atomic bomb? There's radiation going everywhere. That just doesn't make sense.
It'll bounce off of you. They have special lead desks back then. They didn't know any better. They had asbestos and lead desks that protect you.
Well, you know, the research that they've done with quantum theory, they found out that electrons can travel through hundreds of feet of lead. That doesn't make any sense. Why would they...
Well, that's amazing. If we ever survive this, I'm going to have to Google that.
You got to check it out, Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. Einstein did some amazing research toward the end.
Wow, that's amazing. Help me get this window, dude.
Oh, is that you? Was that...
Oh, well, look at that. Stuff's just flying around out there. Is that your dog, Tiger, that just went by?
Tiger, what are you doing out there?
I thought you said I'd never see him again.
I thought I'd never see him again.
Is that your grandma on a bicycle out there?
Grandma, come back in here. Put your clothes on.
I thought she wasn't allowed to ride bicycles after the accident. She had the two hip replacements. She's not going to get insured for that.
And she's always getting on the bus and getting off at 63rd Street at that free bike shop. Those hippies love her. Grandma, come down from there.
Get out of the sky.
Sam, we need to get inside. This thing is...
Whoa,
Robbie!
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Is everyone okay?
Is everyone fine?
No, just stay in your seats. We're still having the meeting.
I gotta find the manifest and find out. Somebody make sure everybody's still here. We're gonna have to do roll call again. There's papers everywhere.
Whose blood is this?
I don't. Everybody, check yourselves. Is everyone fine? Check your buddy. You're supposed to be signed. You're supposed to grab a buddy. I'm fine.
Feels like it.
I don't see any blood on me.
Like we got flipped around.
Yeah. Somehow my peg leg stayed on.
Judy Garland movie.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's like Meet Me in St. Louis. Yeah,
is that one with Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, I think so.
Where she's
trying to.
They're having sex, and it's very racial.
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
Yeah,
and doesn't make it, so he turns to boxing. But then his life kind of crumbles apart. She moves away from him, and he just becomes a barfly.
I love Charles Bukowski.
I do too. He's pretty amazing. Speaking of which, we got to figure out where the hell all this blood came from. I mean, what happened?
Well, it looks like Betty took a big hit. I think she's the only one that's kind of passed out.
Yeah. Luckily, those kids that we had strapped to the wall, they're still up there.
That was some good thinking.
We really did them a favor.
You guys stay seated. We're gonna take a look outside and see what we can see outside.
See what happened.
The old barn.
Yeah.
Old Blue. The homestead.
Home, barn, home.
Boxy Brown, Troy of Thunder.
Ah, where the hell are we out here? This is, yeah, amazing. I don't know. We must have taken, when we took flight, we definitely landed somewhere better. It's like everything's in color.
It's like I was in a black and white movie at first.
Yeah, it's like my eyes have been opened up.
Racist cliches, and now we're opening up to a whole new world.
Yeah, it's like I just bought a brand new pair of blue blockers, and now I can see everything in HD.
It's like the Mayans were right, and it's 2012.
Yeah.
And everything old has been washed away, and everything new has been washed.
Washed.
It's clean. It's clean.
Yeah, back to normal. It's fantastic.
Sam, what is this? Who is this?
Oh, my God.
I thought we did a count. Who is that?
Who is that? It landed on somebody. Check his wallet.
Let's see here. Durfarer.
Durfarer.
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, Adolf Hitler.
What is this about?
That's weird. That doesn't make sense.
This must be one of those Spencer Gifts fake,
jokey, funny cards. Yeah.
yeah, that's sure. Great. You're Hitler.
Yeah.
Real funny.
Everybody knows nobody names a kid Hitler anymore.
Help me pull this bastard out from under the barn.
All right. I'll grab one leg. You grab the other.
Careful for your back. You know, dead bodies are a whole lot more heavy.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's hard to get your balance with a peg leg.
Hey, well, I told you I did the best that I could, all right? Help me flip him over.
God, hey, dude weighs a ton. He's so little, though.
Well, would you look at those? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That looks exactly like Adolf Hitler.
That mustache. It's got to be Hitler. This is Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, man. We must have landed on some kind of Halloween party or something.
But what is all this? How do you explain all this Technicolor everything? This must have been this must be the photographs from World War II that were the color photographs from World War II.
Yeah, those famous ones.
The ones that they found.
Yeah, just recently.
Where you could see the color of brown in Nazi uniforms.
I saw that on Google.
Those are so eerie.
Yeah. It's like I was there.
So we killed Hitler?
I guess so. I'm going to have to go look this up when we get back.
Well, we got some encyclopedias in the barn. Let's go duck our heads in there and see.
Yeah, let's go check that out.
Holy mother of...
Holy crap, it's another storm.
No!
It's like the storm of the century part two.
Are you guys... Is
windier
okay?
And wetter. Everyone get back to your positions. Back to your positions.
Get back in your seat.
Kids,
we're not
stay
done
on
with
the wall.
This yet. We're not done with this meeting yet. Sam, you want to peek your head out with me and... see where we landed? Maybe we're back...
Maybe we made it back home. Wouldn't that be great?
Ah, now it looks like we're in the desert.
Yeah. Boy, this isn't going to go well. I hope we don't stay here.
It's hot here.
Yeah, no kidding. What are the cows going to drink? They're not exactly camels.
Well, I'm sure we can find somebody to help. I don't know where we couldn't have gone far.
Yeah, it couldn't have gone that far. I mean, there's deserts in...
California.
Arizona. California. Yeah.
Looks like we got another dead one here.
Oh, shoot.
It's a shame. Who is...
Why does our barn keep landing on people? It's just sick.
I still can't believe we landed on Hitler. I can't wait to get back and see how
that changed everything.
About that.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be much better now.
Yeah, it has to be. Much better. Has to be.
Now, this is some kind of hippie or homeless guy or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
A bony one.
Yeah, he's just got on some linen. That's not much. Wonder what he's doing out here in the desert. Oh, look, here's his glasses.
Is that Ben Kingsley?
You know, it kind of does look like Ben Kingsley. Wow, Sam, I think we landed on Ben Kingsley. What a fantastic and strange turn of events. I don't think that's going to bode well for humanity.
Now he'll never get to... Wait, is he dressed up as Gandhi?
Yeah, that's it. He's dressed up as Gandhi.
Now he's never going to get to play Gandhi.
And he's never going to win all those awards.
What is
He's not going to inspire billions of people.
What is this crazy time-traveling barn?
Barn? Storm barn? Magic barn?
You know, we thought we had it good with...
It's like Magic School Barn.
It was, you know, we killed Hitler, but then you killed Ben Kingsley, and how many careers are we killing?
Yeah, it's like a yin and yang kind of thing.
Right.
It's like, it can't kill bad. If it does, it has to kill good, too.
Equally as good.
Yeah, that's not good. Why couldn't it just wipe out 500 nobodies?
And now they're never going to make Searching for Bobby Fischer. Now they're never going to make that movie he starred in with that girl from Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're never going to make that one movie where he's some guy in some foreign country and owns a shop and he takes in that kid, and it's kind of long and boring, and I don't really remember the rest of it anyway. But well, yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to be there. Well, shit.
Oh, man.
What do we do now?
I don't know. Let's just get back in the barn. And let's finish the council meeting.
Okay. All right, guys.
Okay, everybody, get back in your seats.
It's fine. It was just
walls.
Gandhi.
Yeah, we
Ben
killed...
Ben Kingsley is alive and well.
Yeah.
All right, first order. Everyone sit down. It's starting back.
Crap. We're never going to finish this meeting.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, just calm down.
Calm down, everyone.
Calm down. I know we lost half of everybody. It's, we can't stop forces of nature, okay? It's in the clauses and it's in the bylaws and Act 14, Title 7, Section 6, Paragraph 7.
Please stay seated. Stay seated.
Yeah, don't move.
It's just a tornado. It's just some sort of freak tornado.
Freak tornadoes that just keep happening, and just keep making us land on influential and powerful people.
Sam, I think I'm just going to get off of the next time. We must have killed at least 12,000 people over and over and over again.
I know. And just in the last just couple hours...
This is nothing like Meet Me in St. Louis.
No.
It's actually more like Wizard of Oz and in a Quentin Tarantino kind of way.
Yeah, definitely not Meet Me in St. Louis. Unless the trolley in Meet Me in St. Louis runs into a crowd of people and kills them all.
Right, like, and that'd be more like Maximum Overdrive.
Maybe the barn is haunted. It's got to be explained some reason why it just keeps getting taken off by freak storms.
Well, we did land on Bob Vila, so
yeah.
Maybe some merit to that.
Yeah, that was pretty okay. I don't like that it did take out the entire Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem band.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't notice that one.
It wasn't good. It was just a rainbow of blood all over the place.
Then there was Ethel Merman and Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe these are alternate dimensions. You know, I've been reading a lot. Maybe yeah. They just split off and we're in a different alternate dimension. I mean, there's got to be... There might
I'll
be an alternate
about
dimension
it.
Where Ed McMahon...
Was the host of Tonight Show?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, I could see that. Maybe we just got caught in some kind of a wormhole that took us to a parallel universe. And we're just stuck in time created by a vortex that happened when we were in the middle of that tornado. You know, I think I've got an idea.
What's that?
I think we just have to imagine an eventuality where we get out of this, and because of the improbability of it, it actually happens. It's like one of those ipso facto kind of things.
Oh, right. Yeah. This is confusing. It's kind of like Hitchhiker's Guide with the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I kind of want to wait it out. I was hoping that we would have landed on a Candlebox or Third Eye Blind by now.
I know, or at least Creed
or Hailstrom.
Yeah, you mean Hallstrom?
Well,
I call him Hallstrom.
Name is Kathy. Well, I don't think that they. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they get the point. They don't understand how to pronounce Maelstrom.
Yeah.
Did you notice though that we quit landing on people and now we're just landing on different documents?
I saw that we landed on the Magna Carta.
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
We landed on the contract that Bill Gates signed selling DOS.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Then we landed on the Mona Lisa.
We landed on an ironing board. I was thinking that one was
the tricky.
Ironing board that the Napoleon used to clean, to get his, get his suits all.
So yeah.
He didn't conquer England or whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
But he did.
And then the house landed in an underwater zoo-type land where there was this lion who was a king. And that was strange. We ended up having a party with fishes under the sea.
And when we landed on that Gatorade, it must have been Lance Armstrong's Gatorade that he had to drink to win the 17th Tour de Force or France.
Yeah, because when we landed on Tiger Woods, he had his Tiger Gatorade in his hand. And Michael Jordan, when we landed on him, he had Citrus Cooler.
Now, see, I still don't understand why we already landed on Michael Jordan, because we already landed on the Hanes fruit of the loom. So I thought that would have taken care of Michael Jordan already.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too close. You'd think in this world of random barn flying through the air hitting people that there wouldn't be some close correlations like that. I thought it was weird when we landed on that one episode of One Life to Live.
Well, that was a pivotal episode. That was the episode when Susan Lucci came out to Richard. I'm actually kind of glad we landed on that one.
Yeah, that story definitely needed to be killed.
I'm not happy we landed on Citizen Kane.
No.
That's no...
No.
But yeah, I guess a lot of film students are happy from that one.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're happy.
And you still got to whisper Rosebud at the end.
Right. We landed on the typewriter at the end of that Murder, She Wrote outro.
Yeah, just right after she had thrown the piece of paper into the air. It was the only thing left besides her arm sticking out.
Then we landed on William Hurt in Terms of Endearment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of glad about that one, too, because he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
She was dying of cancer.
Yeah. Then, so sad.
But I'm not so happy because then it wouldn't give us a chance later to die on his ape character in Altered States.
That's true.
Then I was super glad that we landed on Kenneth Cole so I wouldn't have to wear his reaction back in 1998. And I thought it was stretching a little bit when we landed on dedication. How do you land on an abstract idea? That's not even that, important abstract idea.
I mean, it is a noun, technically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of prepositions. I don't know why we couldn't land on, or even grammar in general.
Why couldn't we just land on an action verb?
And why are we landing on English words while we're at it? Is that because this is a English-speaking show? That's kind of racist,
isn't it? I don't know. For all I know, we're probably landing in other places we don't even comprehend or understand.
Hopefully we'll land
language that our brains can't even put together. Who knows how many years we've been here?
Hopefully we'll land on my doubt, fear, and self-regret. It's been culminating over the last 30 years.
Right. Hopefully we don't end up landing on the sperm that ended up impregnating my mother and creating me. And then it turns out that I'm a creation of myself.
Well, if we get a chance to land on my own guilt and my inability to grasp the concept of mortality in order to strengthen my lifeblood and continue living a happy and healthy life, I wouldn't mind landing on that.
Yeah, I could land there. I wouldn't even mind if I just landed into a delicious buffet. All you can eat, $4.99.
Could we land on some food?
Yeah, because I'm getting hungry.
Maybe we could land into a Las Vegas hotel with a convention center inside it.
Oh, man.
So we got casinos, we got, food.
That would be fantastic.
Room, strippers.
Maybe we could land jobs as stunt doubles for Bill and Ted on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Part 3.
That would be really cool. I think that we have the probability if we just keep doing this long enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that is unless we land on ourselves.
Gosh, and that could happen.
It creates a backwards domino effect.
The Earth, all the parallel universes kind of meld together, and it creates this big white shining light that, like, Superman and everybody's going to get together and try to stop it from happening, because they want their own separate Earths.
That's so long as Flash doesn't die.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like this is going to end anytime soon, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think we should just...
You want to just close the meeting?
Yeah, close the meeting.
I mean, we're setting a precedent here, people.
Yeah, this is...
Jerry, listen up. Listen up, Jerry. Gosh, he's got the attention span of Betty now. Well, they're both dead.
Yeah. They look kind of dead.
Well, you guys...
Everyone's looking kind of...
Sam, can you do the minutes? I think we're the last two.
I guess so. I hate to write, though.
Wait, are those kids still on that wall over there?
Oh, yeah. They're still up there.
They must have died of aneurysm when all the blood went to their head.
Must have been like one of those rides where the floor drops out, but it spins you around really fast.
Like the Gravitron.
Yeah, those kids were like on a 9-hour Gravitron.
Okay, well, I guess if that's all we have, no one else, anyone have anything? No one.
Nobody's alive. Okay.
Then this meeting of the Best Cuts Music City Council Interest Group is hereby adjourned.
Yeah. Here we go again. Oh, weird. Check this out, Robbie.
What's up?
It looks like we're back. Looks like we're back home.
Oh, wow, we're right on the where the barn
was.
Look, there's my
right where it
motorcycle
was.
And sidecar with your helmet. Your helmet's still there.
Yeah. Hey, and there's Tiger.
Hey, Tiger. Hey, boy. Who's a good boy?
How did he even survive? I saw him be thrown into the stratosphere.
Sam, this must have been a dream.
Yeah, none of that really happened at all. It was all a dream.
Well, these people were already here. We must have got knocked out. We got knocked out.
Yeah.
We woke up. Tornado killed everyone. Here we are.
Maybe zombies. I don't know what happened, really.
Yeah, well, important thing here is that we're all safe.
We're all safe.
We're both safe.
I'm alive. I'm corporeal. I can touch myself. I know I'm real. This looks real.
I'm real. Hey, you know, if we had died, we would have already... we wouldn't have died anyways. We have eternal life, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's why we're still alive.
Well, this is nice.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess tornado, it must have done a number. I mean, we certainly didn't kill Hitler and Gandhi.
Bummer. I guess that means we didn't kill Whitesnake or...
Or Kingdom Come.
Hey, you know what? It looks like it's about time for lunch.
Yeah.
You want to grab that newspaper, get in the sidecar, and we can head to town?
Yeah, that sounds good.
We'll take care of this mess later. I'm sure they're going to send some police out or something.
Yeah, I don't want to be here when they show up.
No.
No way. I'm not even going to try to begin to explain what happened.
No, and the confusing part is that while it was a dream, we both remember all of it flawlessly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
What's going on in the news today?
Let's see here. Well, it looks like... It looks like there's peace on Earth, and apparently the world worships some weird great house god that comes around and smites people when they try to have too big of egos.
Oh, I wonder...
Some kind of barn god.
Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Oh, well.
Well, if that thing's real, it looks like we were raised in a barn. Huh, Sam?
Yeah, I gotcha. I wasn't born in a barn yesterday. Hey, by the way, your barn doors are open. Yeah. But seriously, your barn doors are open.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Wait, are those kids still on that wall over there?
Oh.